This is a pièce de résistance. This is Ferenc Puskás' Real Madrid shirt that he wore against Eintracht Frankfurt.
John Ryan peruses a lifetime fascination with football.
I have a passion for my hometown club, Doncaster Rovers. I said I would do it when I was 20, so, you know, that was a calling for me, really. But if it was a business decision, I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole.
He's dragged his club from conference to championship, pouring in perhaps £5 million of his own money. It is a familiar story, but never more pertinent.
Apart from, say, Man City, I think the cold wind of recession has hit virtually every club.
Doncaster Rovers is debt-free, thanks largely to Ryan. But too many aren't, and the banks are wanting their money back.
In the next few months, you might see some big casualties. I mean, who knows? But, you know, when Woolworths can go bust, you know, 99 years in business, who knows?
These are treacherous times for football clubs. When Doncaster Rovers emerged from non-league, its wage bill was £800,000. Now, just over 4 years later, it is £5 million, or almost 60% of the club's turnover.
As with so many others, the challenge for Doncaster Rovers and for their chairman, John Ryan, is for the club to sustain itself financially. Here at Queen's Park Rangers, they have not just one, but three very wealthy individuals on board. But they seem suspiciously prudent.
Ahmed Bhatia represents those wealthy men, Flavio Briatore, Bernie Eccleston and Lakshmi Mittal, each of whom have lost significant sums in recent months. So far, even they have spent less than £2 million on five players in the transfer window.
As I travel with the team to its away matches and speak to a lot of different club owners, that owners are affected and they are probably, have less of an appetite to spend than they did 12 or 18 months ago. And in some cases, they have no appetite at all.
QPR have Premier League ambitions, but they are pledged to building patiently. And football, it would seem in general, is slowly coming round to that view. When the January transfer window began in 2003, £33 million was spent in the Premier League alone. 4 years later, that spending had doubled. But just 1 year later, in 2008, that figure had almost trebled again to £175 million. Unless Manchester City get their man, the figure this year is expected to be down. But at QPR, the belief is that old habits die hard.
We may see a year or two of, maybe less spending, but I think eventually we'll go back to times where money is paid for quality. And that's something that's always happened in football.
Back at Doncaster, however, John Ryan believes recession could prove to be football's saviour.
In a strange way, it might bring it back to reality. I think that's the problem with football. It lives in this fantasy world.
Manchester City's largesse creates perhaps a dangerous illusion. Football has hit lean times, no question. Ian Doveston, Sky News.